Somebody come along with a plan to plow under part of the cotton. We did, and other nations like Brazil found out where we plowed it under, and they come and dug it up, and now they've got more cotton than we have. Somebody had a plan to teach hogs birth control, and now it's a habit with them. Somebody had a plan to plow under every third acre of wheat, and the wind come along and blew out the other 2 acres. It was all a fine plan. It was a fine plan, well carried out. We wanted to raise commodity prices, and now we find there's more people eating than there is raising. And if you get things too high, the guys that eat is going to come and holler, you know? So plans just don't work. If they're milk and honey to you, they're poison ivy to somebody else, you know? But even if your plan don't work, it ain't any discredit, you know. Our own Savior had a plan. In fact, 10 of them. He left them to us, and he knew they'd help us. And we know they'll help us. And he said, love thy neighbor as thyself. But I bet there ain't two people in your block that's speaking to each other. We know that all these things, we know them all in our own heart, but I don't know, we just ain't going to do them, that's all. And our own downright conscience tells us that there's no reason why anybody should have more than you. There ain't nothing wrong with the plan, only just one little defect. Nobody ain't going to share it with you, that's all. I know a lot of tremendously rich people that should share their wealth with me, but they just don't see it my way. Then I know folks that ain't got as much as I have that think I ought to share with them. Well, I just can't hardly see it that way either, you know?